Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table.
State Player here on 720 WGN. Today there's a shortage in Chicago's food pantries as we head into the holiday season. Since 1979, the Chicago Food Depository has made a daily impact on hunger across Cook County. Last year, the Food Depository distributed 70 million pounds of food, 35% which was fresh produce. Every day they distribute the equivalent of 160,000 meals. Nearly 900,000 people in Cook County alone are unsure where they will receive their next meal. With 1 in 6 Cook County residents turning to their network each year, our neighbors who need emergency food assistance are much closer to home than many realize. And to discuss what you could do to help, joining us is Jim Conwell. He's a senior director of marketing and communications for the Greater Food Depository. Happy Thanksgiving, Jim.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
Share with us a little history about the Chicago Food Depository.
Well, thank you. The Greater Chicago Food Depository started about 40 years ago. In fact, this year we recognized our 40th anniversary. We were started by a group of volunteers, several people from the faith community, a produce distributor, got together and decided that Chicago needed a food bank. They saw the need in the community. They knew that there were wonderful food pantries and soup kitchens and shelters operating in some of the neighborhoods. But there was a need for a central distribution hub to help source food for all these agencies. And that's how the Greater Chicago Food Depository was born. Over the years, we've grown to meet the rising and the changing needs of the community. We've added things like job training, nutrition education, food rescue, and other programs. But at the heart of our mission, it's still about volunteers. It's still about Chicagoans wanting to help their neighbors in need.
Now, Jim, there's a lot of misconceptions about who your food pantry clients are because it is multifaceted. I think people immediately think it is only those you find homeless on the street, which is tragic enough, but it can be very easily a neighbor, a coworker, someone from your church, a family member, or a close friend.
Absolutely. The need in our community, it can be caused by a number of circumstances. For some people, hunger may be a temporary challenge caused by a job loss, an illness, or some other short-term setback. But for some parts of our community, it can be a persistent and generational need that is ongoing. And that's why we work every day to meet the needs of those facing hunger today with healthy food, but we also are working to address those root causes of hunger that have kept people coming to food pantries year over year.
So before we talk about what you can do to help, what do you do if you need help?
If someone needs help, they should absolutely seek help. In their community, they can turn to any one of about 700 partner agencies and programs in our network across Chicago and Cook County. That includes many neighborhood food pantries or soup kitchens. It includes distributions of food we do in many schools, senior centers. We have food pantries at the Jesse Hines and Jesse Brown and Hines VA medical centers. To find any of these programs, they should visit chicagosfoodbank.org to find the nearest program to them that can best suit their needs.
What are some of your very specific needs this year, Jim?
Well, we always have a need for donations. Financial donations especially give us the most leverage to purchase food, healthy food by fresh produce. We can use our buying power to get the most food out to our community and get the right items that our network of food pantries and agencies need this season. But people can also support us through a food drive. We have a virtual food drive on our site, which allows people to give online and purchase the foods that they want us to source and distribute. But they can also do a traditional food drive, collect cans and boxes of rice and pasta. And then people can also volunteer. We have the need for volunteers year-round to come help out and repack food in our warehouse, to help out at some of our mobile distributions in the community. And, of course, so many of our partner agencies, food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters, need volunteers as well.
Well, and I was going to say, chicagosfoodbank.org has a calendar on there, and you can see when those sessions are available, because you post this stuff, I think, months in advance of what's available, right?
Yes, we usually open up our volunteer calendar for food repacks at our warehouse. That opens up about 2 months in advance. This time of year, a lot of people want to volunteer during the holiday season, and we're very grateful for that. So there might not be as many opportunities to come volunteer in our warehouse, but I would encourage anyone who wants to keep an eye on that calendar, because things will open up. And then we always need volunteers come January, February, and throughout the year. There's also chances to get involved at some of our mobile distributions. So chicagosfoodbank.org is the place to go to find out about how you can volunteer, how you can donate, how you can make the biggest impact for your neighbor who might be at risk of hunger.
And again, next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, and to make a donation today to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, you can go to chicagosfoodbank.org, and once we post the podcast after the show, you'll find them through a link at our website as well at WGNradio.com. Jim Conwell, he's the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the Greater Food Depository. Thank you for taking the time with us this morning, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Dave. You have a great Thanksgiving, and same to all of your listeners as well.
Thank you, Jim. All right, Dr. Phil has some advice for you, and he's coming up after a special message next on 720 WGN.